You are listening to Digging In Podcast, presented by Rooted Wealth Advisors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Digging In Podcast. I'm your host, Kincho Kelly, helping you get those questions answered to and through retirement. Today, I am joined with the man, the myth, the mustache, Andrew Lee. Hey man.
How are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Excited to be here.
Yeah, the mustache looking as thick and full as ever. How are you feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know. A lot of things going on in life, a lot of things going on in work, and they're all positive, so.
Hey, that's good, that's good. Plus, that Cowboys defense looks like they're flying around. I know that always makes you excited when fall rolls back around.
It does. They look phenomenal right now. Love watching the Cowboys. That's my number one hobby when the fall comes.
Cowboys and a Bush Latte. If you ever want to make small talk with Andrew, Cowboys and the Bush Lattes are always a good way to go. But today we're here talking about your new role. You still have the same title as service advisor, but it sounds like you're the man in charge of trading now.
I am. So I'm going to be taking on some new responsibilities with that. And, you know, everything it kind of entails. There's a lot of misconceptions, I think, about trading. And, hopefully we can dig into it a little bit.
Yeah, let's break those down. So let's start at the highest level. What is trading? So for people that aren't financial advisors like myself, walk me through this. What is trading? What does it entail?
So at the highest level, right, when we think about our retirement and our investments, trading is essentially buying and or selling those investments.
Okay. All right. And so why would it be important for a boutique retirement firm like Rooted Wealth Advisors to have somebody in our office doing that?
Well, right, the economy is always changing, right? And the market's always doing its thing. So, you know, especially as firms grow, a lot of them don't really stay up to date on trading. They might put you in one thing and it'll just sit there for 10, 15 years. They're not really adapting to the market and the economy as it changes.
It's just stagnant, right?
Yep.
It's not dynamic.
Correct.
And we want to be dynamic, right? We want to stay ahead of trends and different things. And with that means we want more power being independent, right?
Yep.
So that's good for our clients, right?
That is really good, yes.
That's the big picture view. It's good. That's all you need to know. It's good. So what does that look like on the day-to-day? Because the majority of our clients don't, they don't call us and say, hey, Andrew, I want to sell, name the stock here, and I want to buy. Like, the majority of our clients are not day trading per se. So what does that look like on the day-to-day?
The biggest thing, right, is our clients that they're retired. They need to supplement their income somehow. So a lot of our clients take distributions from their accounts. So one of the main things to note, right, is that we have to raise cash in the account in order to send them the funds they need for expenses, for leisure, you know, whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, like you said, we are not day traders, but our average client has maybe 2 to 3 accounts. So that's a lot of accounts throughout mm-hmm. the year that you have to go through, say, hey, is there any changes we can make to maybe bump up those returns a little bit to maximize mm-hmm. that?
And the benefits are rooted to having somebody in-house as to what was happening before?
Before, we mainly outsourced it, right? So we were getting our models from educated people. They're still great models, right? CFAs, CFPs were making these models. Now it just allows us to have a little more of our own niche and just stay on top of it more now that it's in-house.
Mm-hmm. And those models aren't going away 100%. They just help inform your trading decisions, correct?
Correct, yeah. And we still have our outside guidance that kind of inform us on what the market's doing, what changes they're going to make. just to kind of, you know, we can take that into account, I guess, as a factor when we decide what we ultimately want to do.
That sounds like a lot that's going into our clients' accounts. But a lot that is good, right? It's not just a set it and forget it type of plan, type of situation. It sounds like we're taking a very in-depth look at these accounts very periodically.
Yeah. It's very easy to be cookie cutter, so to speak, with, you know, your investments. So now that we're really getting on top of it and we are doing it in-house, like I said, it just allows us to be more intentional with what we're doing.
What are you most excited for to be able to have your hands in the trades every day?
I'm excited for the research and analysis. That's just my favorite part. I enjoy meeting all you clients and interacting with the clients and creating the connections, obviously. But I also love just doing the back office work, you know, putting some headphones in maybe and just sifting through data.
Wow, I am so glad that there are people that love to sift through data and numbers, because I can't sit still longer than we can record a podcast. I have to be up, I have to be moving, I have to be dynamic in what I'm doing myself. So I'm certainly glad that there's people like you that love to crunch the numbers and sit down and to kind of find those trends or what we can be doing better, always taking a look internally on how we can better perform for our clients.
Right, and our number one goal is obviously, you know, we're leaders for all of our clients, and we try to be leaders and, you know, for all walks of life through their investments, but also, you know, in their personal life. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is there anything I'm missing about trading? Anything that you feel like I need to know or our clients need to know about trading that I'm missing?
The most important thing with trading is, If you have questions, just call in and ask, right? There's always a reason we're doing something. We're very intentional with what we do. So if you don't understand it, I encourage them to give us a call, you know, either advisor, myself, and we'll be able to kind of talk through that just so they can understand. Maybe that will create some peace of mind for a lot of people.
There you go. If you want to talk cowboys, trading, or bush lattes, Andrew Lee is your man. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Digging In podcast. Until next time. Keep digging in.
This was Digging In Podcast, presented by Rooted Wealth Advisors.